Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Anchorage Health Department confirmed that an unvaccinated minor tested positive for measles on May 21st. Officials warn of a potential community exposure and are urging anyone without prior measles infection or vaccination to contact a healthcare provider about getting the MMR vaccine. Possible exposure locations and times include O'Malley Sports Center Fly Trampoline Park on May 10th from 2 to 6 p.m., Target off 100th Avenue on May 11th from 4 to 8 p.m., and YMCA off Lake Otis Parkway on May 12th from 6 to 9 a.m. People who are at these locations during those times and are not immune may develop symptoms between May 17th and June 2nd. Symptoms include high fever, cough, runny nose, red eyes, and a spreading rash. AHD advises those exposed to verify vaccination status using the Docket app or by contacting a provider. Unvaccinated individuals should avoid large gatherings in vulnerable populations during the potential incubation period. If symptoms appear, contact a healthcare provider by phone before visiting to avoid exposing others. For more information, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly has unanimously approved a change to borough law that clarifies when public money can be used to inform voters about ballot measures. Ordinance 2025-07, sponsored by Assemblymember Tyson Cox, amends borough code to match state law, requiring a specific ordinance before any public lands, facilities, or employee time can be used to inform the public on ballot propositions. Cox said the change eliminates the need for repeated exceptions.
So instead of requiring an exception to code, what this will do is it'll change it to mirror the state code requiring an ordinance to use public money on ballot propositions, which for the public, that just means we still have to do an ordinance and have an agreement by the assembly to use any kind of public monies for ballot propositions.
The borough has passed at least six such exceptions since 2017 to allow voter education, most recently in 2024. The revised code now prohibits using public resources to inform voters unless funding is explicitly approved by ordinance, aligning with the state statute. The change takes effect immediately. A talent agent and manager of an Alaska business is among those killed in Thursday morning's plane crash in San Diego. Dave Shapiro was owner and co-founder of California-based Sound Talent Group, which confirmed his death. Shapiro was a licensed pilot, and the plane was registered to Daviator LLC in Homer. Daviator is registered to Shapiro, whose pilot registration lists an address in Homer. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
The woman who was trampled by a moose says her 15-year-old dog saved her life. Barb Ashton says she and her sister were walking Daisy on Friday when the moose attacked. Ashton said the moose attacked Daisy first and then began attacking her. Despite Daisy's lack of mobility, Ashton says her dog stepped in and lured the moose away. She calls Daisy her guardian angel. Ashton suffered a broken wrist and is back home before she undergoes surgery. Sadly, Daisy's injuries were too severe and she had to be put down. The Kinnick River Bridge is open for traffic in both directions as the Memorial Day weekend is underway. Construction has been taking place on the northbound bridge for about a month. Both lanes in both directions are expected to be open through the holiday weekend and most of the next week. That will be in effect until June 1st when the southbound bridge is closed for about a month. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.